Unite. Big shout out to Science Week as well before we get started. It's taking place all this week with events around the country. This year they're looking back at the progress we've made thanks to science and technology, as well as exploring tomorrow's questions and the challenges it poses for our future. Before this break, me and Terrence did a special extra episode of Talking Bollocks with thanks to Science Week, and the guest blew our mind with all mad scientific facts like how the spire gets taller in the summer. Check her out.
Joe, you start this podcast.
What's up, boys? It's me, Terry Flower. Boys, I can't do it. I swear, I can't do it, boys. You do it, Calvin.
He's going to be in the gap fuming. Fuming about that.
He's dead, right? I'd fume if Joe McGuckin was here taking a piss at me. Joe, when he comes...
That's not taking a piss.
When he comes back, Joe, he's going to batter you.
I think...
How many celebrity feud do you hunt?
It's the biggest form of flattery. Isn't that what they say?
Imitation is the biggest form of flattery, yeah.
Sorry, the beard and the hair. You imitating the man from Home Alone?
All right, you sat down and you got a little laugh and he was like, oh, I'm gonna try that one again. Yeah, when it's loyal on the podcast.
This time we're recording.
Go on, hell.
What part are you going for?
I'm going to be in a short film about a guy who gets arrested and he escapes by hiding out in a hospital, and then he learns to love people again.
Is this the plot of Good Will Hunting? It sounds a lot like the plot of Good Will Hunting.
Let me guess, you're the guy.
I'm the guy, man. I'm the guy. Character's name is Joe. It's always handy when the character's name is your name.
Just tell everyone I'm method acting.
Yeah,
do you hear about these fucking agents that to be on set like, no, my name is Mike. They're like, your real name is Bleeding Philip.
Yeah, that's...
And you won't answer unless you call them Mike and I'll shut up, will you?
Only Daniel Day-Lewis can do that, you know.
And get away with it.
Yeah, anybody else does it. It's not like...
Do you know who's mad for that? Watch a man's name. He's in Jared Leto.
Jared Leto, yeah.
He's never been in a good film.
No.
Jared and he goes on as if he's Oscar
Woody. Oh, sorry, no.
He's won an Oscar.
What's the one I'm thinking of?
Loads of shit people have won Oscars.
Requiem for a Dream. Oh.
He's in that. That's a deadly film. Yeah, that is.
What did he win an Oscar for?
Jared Leto has done some... I mean,
Dallas Buyers Club. He won the Oscar for
Dallas
that.
Dallas Buyers
Club. He won an Oscar as well,
Best
did he?
Best Supporting Actor, I think he won. Was that what he won? Best Supporting Actor?
Yeah.
And he's actually great.
Isn't he? Yeah.
He's also in the new live action remake of He-Man. He's playing Skeletor.
See, now
and that just sounds right. I don't know what it is.
But he's had a lot of flops, though, hadn't he?
Yeah, he's flop after flop. Yeah, he's
send the Margot Robbie used condoms and all when he done the Suicide Squad. Yeah. There was no need for that.
That was a bit weird.
Really?
He was getting
yeah, used condoms.
That's
dead,
very
dead pigs and all, like pigs that he like hung up and shot, and he was sending that like to Will Smith. It was weird stuff. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Look it up. It feels like it's just an I get to play the Joker. That's a great excuse to be a fucking creep.
No
time for questions.
Go on.
I have a question.
Oh,
so you know why Taylor Swift is getting married?
Yeah,
I seen Lewis Capaldi was trying to do something to get invited to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he was on Graham Norton with her. How much do you reckon people are putting in the cards for that wedding?
You don't put money in cards for Taylor Swift.
See, I was thinking this. Do you reckon you get to a certain level of celebrity that, like, because you often hear of like someone that have a big like Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt get married and they give out goodie bags at their weddings?
That's happened.
You get like $5,000 worth of gifts. Imagine going to a wedding and someone gave you money.
Yeah,
like
the wedding will be sponsored. They won't spend a penny of their own money on that wedding.
Yeah,
like they won't spend anything on that wedding.
But anyone who decides to host it, it stands to gain exponentially. Like,
yeah, yeah,
from it.
100%. Like it's going to be such a destination location, like BMW or fucking Porsche or Lamborghini. Be like, go from the church to the hotel in my like brand new Tesla mobile or whatever the fuck
and
it is.
And they'll pay them for that as well.
We'll give you the money for us.
Yeah. Like they probably give them real lavish gifts. Do you know what I mean? Like painting, you know, a Banksy painting.
So people are not putting money in a card?
No.
Absolutely not.
No. So they're not bleeding, having an argument. Who'll be going to that now? Fucking Timothy Chalamet's going, who's his one of the Kardashians?
Yeah.
And like, he's driving and she's bleeding, doing her makeup in the car, being like, did you put the money in the card? I have to fucking pull into an ATM now, do we, for fuck's sake?
Because I'll drive their own car.
That was me going to Darren Conway's wedding.
Yeah.
Me going, I was like, you didn't fucking get the cash, I have to pull into an ATM now, do we? That was me. That's what happened. Well, I had to get changed in the car.
Pulling into an Apple Green.
Yeah. On the way down the
subway, it's going to be a long day. Have
fucking ATMs out of order.
Yeah. Can we revolute
them? We give it to them next week.
No, you write on the card, just put my name on it, doesn't matter.
Just get a gift voucher.
I'm not going to know.
Just get an apple green.
I had to get changed in the car park at Ardensville. And I forgot stockings as well. So I pulled in a short, in shorts and t-shirt, put a three piece on and forgot my stockings. It's fucking rotten.
There's no good time to mention that I haven't given Darren and Amy their card yet.
Oh, that's disgraceful. God.
It's terrible.
That is disgraceful.
It's terrible.
How did you go to a wedding without a card?
No, I went with the card and took the card home, left it in the car. Brought it with me.
That's lame.
That's terrible. And I just haven't.
That sounds like somebody who didn't bring a card, wanted to feel it out. Does he deserve a card?
No, no, no. I brought the card, but I never drive up to Dublin. I always get the train up. So the card is still in the car. Please don't rob me car or add me card. It's still there.
How much is in it?
Yeah.
Please don't rob me car. How much is in it? There's nothing in it.
This fella doesn't pay for dinners or give cards at weddings.
I have the card. I just haven't seen it. Well, I have seen it.
How much goes in a card at a wedding?
Depends on how much you like them, doesn't it?
2 ton.
Yeah.
2 tons plenty.
Yeah.
Plenty?
That's a lot.
Plenty.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give less than 2 ton in a card.
Is it you and your missus?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
You're going, you spend the money and everything there.
Like, of course you are, but expensive. I still think there's a bar. You have to put 2 ton in the card.
Unless it's a wedding outside Ireland.
I went to a wedding outside Ireland, put 2 ton in it, and in euros to my cousin who lives in London. Gave him €200. So I don't give a bollocks. Sort, that's your problem.
You get 184 sterling.
Yeah, you sort that out, pal. But,
sell the tape and the pound to the card. Yeah,
the exchange rate. So,
I will give Darren his card. I mention it specifically so I can keep myself honest.
Right.
I've been tempted once or twice to
open her up.
Yeah.
Things are that bad, Eddie. So Taylor Swift isn't opening cards expecting money.
I don't think so, no.
Really, eh?
No.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Fucking hell.
Now, I would say there'd be a few guests of honour that would actually give a present, but I don't think it'd be cards with money in it. It would be like a really expensive
thing. Here's an island.
Yeah. Here's a plane. You've been playing all year.
Yeah.
How many seagulls would you have to find in your house before you got suspicious someone was putting them in there?
One.
Oh no, that could be an accident.
Yeah, they could.
Seagull getting into your gaff. Do you know what happened? A bird flew into my window this morning. Probably. Shook the whole fucking gaff. I was like, how did that happen? How did you fly into the bleeding sitting room window? The blinds were down. How did that happen? How was a seagull getting into your gaff, Darden? Tell me that.
Walk in. They walk.
What do you mean they walk in? Your doors are closed. What are you doing with your door open?
It's your back door. And that's
your door open.
I hate when seagulls walk in my back door.
Your door open to let Bruno in and out. Some seagull walks in, tries to eat Bruno.
No, I'm not having it.
I don't know.
It's like
one.
Say three.
Yeah, I think
three.
Yeah, they were in different rooms. You know what I mean? It was in one room. I could understand that might be a mistake or
walking into the sitting room. Can I have a shot at that remote?
Yeah,
fuck off.
You know. But then if I walk into the next room and there's another one in there, and then I walk upstairs and there's another one up there, I'm going right. What, someone's done this?
You walk upstairs, there's bleeding stockings on the floor. Whose stockings are these? The seagull goes, mine. One seagull in my gap is too much for me to just get on with me day.
You're going one. Ian's gone three.
I'd say three as well, because one, you're like, God, that's fucking mad. Two, you're like, that's mad two in the day. But then when a third one happens, you're like, ah, someone's acting the
bollocks.
Someone's
doing this,
someone's acting the bollocks.
If I went home and there's a seagull in my gaff, I'm like, who on it? Someone's had to do it.
You're not very trusting, are you?
No, not a seagull in the gaff, Ian. A seagull, a fly, I'd say, yeah, happens all the time.
Right.
Wasps, bees, all them.
Yeah.
A fucking seagull, boys. A bird has never flew into the gaff.
Oh, I had a bird fly into the gaff before. Yeah. Why? We had a skylight. So they don't know what they're doing and they fly in, but they fly straight back.
You know, you've heard the story about why I'm afraid of birds, haven't you?
Ian's at the sitting up, taking a deep breath and sitting up. Do you notice?
But you know the flats?
I think I do.
The door to my bathroom, I got up in the middle of the night, it was the morning.
Is this your haunted house?
This is my haunted flat, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
And I went to take a piss and I pushed it, it was half open, half closed, and I pushed it fully open, and a pigeon that was sleeping on the door fell onto my head and then just start flapping like crazy, and I start flapping and it couldn't go anywhere, there was nowhere for it to go, so it's just flapping around this tiny little horrible bathroom, and I'm like, what the fuck? And it was just horrible, and that literally has traumatised me. It must have got through, there's like a little air vent kind of loops into it, into the flats. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but it goes down and then goes up and you're inside the flat then.
I know what you
How'd
mean.
You get it out? It's a dagger.
It got me ma. And I was like 17.
It's Ma around here.
I thought you were going to be like 8 or 9. It's like, yeah, he's like 24.
Oh, I'd love to have a piss, like, and I just fell on me bleeding head. It was awful.
Waking his kids up and all, hell, look at this. When you get that.
Did you ever consider that the ghost that you hear might have been a pigeon living in your attic?
It's valid point.
No, it was very, very specific. It was very much speaking a name repetitively and in the room.
Did you ever hear about this?
And they're like, right beside my face.
What's it? You saw a ghost?
I heard a ghost with my brother, and it sounded like it was at night time playing me Sega, watching my brother playing fucking World Cup 1990.
Nice.
And there was a sound coming from the window, and I'm up the top floor, and it goes, "Jason," a whisper. He looks at me, I look at him, and he's kind of shake it off, it's nothing. And then again it happened, and it was a little bit louder. It goes, "Jason." And then he looks at me and I look at him, and as we're looking at each other, we hear it like it's here in between me and you, and it just goes, "Jason," like a fucking person standing right there. And we bolted it, legged it downstairs.
Jesus.
Do you have any of them stories, Ian? Any haunted stories?
No, I don't. My dad saw me granny one night, and I slept in the bed with my ma after. I was that afraid, like, but I didn't see anything, you know.
She wasn't even there. She just knocked up in the gas.
Everyone was frightened. Your ma's here again.
Kept saying it to me ma. I saw your mother. But that was on a St. Patrick's Day that was also Father's Day.
So was
what?
Yeah, he was locked. Is what I mean.
He seen your ma's ma.
He was double celebrating.
He seen me ma's ma, yeah.
He said, oh, right, okay.
It was weird. Like, I remember saying, like, I think it was, what, 11 or 12? And I was like, yeah, get me into that bed. This is terrifying. Like,
oh,
but
my God.
Again, I didn't see it. Now, it's weird that you say that. It's weird that two people have the same experience.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
It's very odd.
You can corroborate the story then.
There could have been. You were in flats, right? And they're like notoriously poorly built. Someone could have known you were down there, you know, shouting down, Jason, like to wind you up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not diminishing your experience, but that is a possibility as well.
We were on the top floor, and then we were upstairs in the top floor. So we were like right up the top.
It was your ma, Joe. Jason, I'm going to Belton.
But she was downstairs. She was fucking downstairs. Like, so we ran downstairs to me ma, and me dad was downstairs. It was fucking mad, man. Honest to God, like, so many people have tried to kind of write her off or something. I'd be pretty skeptical myself. Actually, yeah. I'm probably not. I'm probably the least skeptical person. Someone tells me they've seen a ghost, and I'm like, yeah.
100% did, yeah.
Joe, you went to a psychic's house and she said that her ghost dog farted. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Actually, yeah.
And she took off a whole fart, like.
Oh, was
yeah. There was a, yeah, for one of the episodes of Stalin, we went to a psychic's gaff down in East Wall.
Callaghan Road, was it?
Not far.
Please stop with Dublin references or Siobhan will shoot us all.
And we were, we went in, she was talking to us. She said that you went there, you had spiky energy.
She didn't like me.
And she said that I have psychic abilities and stuff like that. And she's not the first person to say that.
That you have
that. I have a gift, yeah.
Joe has the Shining.
But she was.
He looks like a man out of Shining.
I'll take that.
Here's
I'll
take
Jack Nicholson. Hey, handsome man.
But she was saying that she had two dogs, two huskies, and they died. And she still hears them sometimes in the house. And sometimes she can still smell their farts when they fart, when the ghost dogs fart.
Oh, sitting there like that.
That
was right.
She said that with a straight face. And when I was sitting there laughing, she goes, "You have a very spiky aura, I don't like."
You disagreed with me. I don't like it.
Yeah.
She had a priest as well, didn't she? There's a priest that lives upstairs, but of course he's dead now. He's his ghost.
Of course he's a ghost, yeah.
Chris and I was at the other day. The priest was fairly young. I was like, and he was a buzzer. I was like, he's bleeding sound. And then we got fucked out of church by some fella. He knocked the lights off. He was like, come on, folks, he's right. I was like, it's like a pub. He fucked us out of church. Just a little
more. Gareth from Lucan. All right, boys. Wait, don't bin me. He's from Lucan.
Yeah.
He's
originally think of Lucan in? I think it's the worst part of Dublin.
I like Fort Lucan.
Yeah.
That was, I went there in school and it was probably one of the best trips I've ever had.
Can you imagine how unsafe that is for you to be on that board 10 stories up and it's like, go down there, pal, and just don't let go or else you're dead. Yeah,
that's pretty bad.
And there was always a rumour that someone fell off that and died, but no one ever verified it.
Yeah. Mm. Closed down, isn't it?
My brother was only
it's
there recently.
Down. It's just a big playground.
Essentially, yeah.
See, yeah. You're like, but there's a water slide.
Yeah.
We went in November or something.
Freezing
cold. Yeah.
So, anyway, if you're still reading this, I'm hitting 40 like a slow-moving tram soon, and it got me thinking, would you rather be sent back to be half your current age with the knowledge you have now or instantly receive 5 million quid in your bank account?
Ian, do you ever get the idea in your head that if you went back to being like 12 that you could make it as a professional footballer now?
Yes.
Do you ever think about that?
All the time. And I absolutely believe I could.
Yeah.
I couldn't, but, you know, I believe I could.
Knowing what you know now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That somehow you would improve your ability from that age onwards.
You'd be more like invested in it. You'd be more invested in certain things, you know. I believe that, but
well, what's half your age? What's half your age in? If you don't mind me asking.
I do mind you asking. Anyway, so
moving on.
You know, Joe, I don't think that's any of your business.
It's inappropriate. But, you're right.
Come here, Ian. Just,
I'm 25.
And what is your mother's maiden name and your PPS number?
PPS number is, I actually know her off by heart.
So do I, yeah. What does yours end with? What letter?
Should I say that?
No, maybe
someone
not.
Rob me?
Not,
yeah.
Just in case.
So the when, 7 digits you have to get when it's and a letter. When it's think letter. If he gives his letter, that we're going to get the other 7
when
digits.
When it says the knowledge, like, does that mean all of the knowledge? Like, can I go back and put 10 grand on Leicester to win the Premier League?
No.
Well, the thing is, would you remember?
No,
so you have to go back in time to half your age. So you're going back to... You're probably going back to the 60s, Darren. So you'll have to wait then until... Will you remember then? Do you think
Darren,
you'll remember?
Like, when you see... Do you think that football looks good? When you see when Colatelli's come out?
When you start playing with real leather and not just a ball of clothes.
Going back to Angela's Ashes. O'Connell Street's called Sackville Street.
When you start
Darren
playing with shoes...
Unbelievable. I'm the same age as Joe. And I look younger.
And you look younger?
Yeah.
You're not the same age as him. How old are you, Joe?
34.
Dang, you're not 34.
Yeah, I'm shocked as well. I'm shocked.
Oh, that's off the heart, me darling.
How old are you, Darren?
36.
Oh, I'm younger than you. Okay.
And you're 35, Ian?
35, yeah.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, that you are ancient.
Yeah.
Well, the only one pisses the bed here is you.
Oh, that was quick. That was quick. You had to give him that one.
You'll be on the old man nappies before I will. Do I have any more questions? I actually do. I hope it's not about fucking...
I would. Give me the 5 million now. Fuck that going back. I'll just take the 5 million. Look,
I'd take the 5 million.
Yeah.
I suppose I would, yeah, because you'd have to go through all the bad stuff you've gone through anyway.
Yeah, but you're going back to being like 17 and a half. It's not a bad time to go back to. The boys are basically going back to being adults again.
Well, you're going back to being 18.
Yeah, an adult. Ian's like, can't wait to not have to get someone else's ID to go to the pub. You're just like, oh, who will I vote for in the presidential election?
Said nobody ever.
Going out, you there, John McGugan spoiled his vote 100%.
Oh, without a doubt.
You put Fintan on the ballot.
That would be a spoiled vote.
Yeah. Yes. I'd take the 5 milli.
Don't get Joe onto politics.
I'm not even going there. I got a bit. Yeah. I want them. It's a bonus episode.
Are you taking the 5 million or are you going to try and remember as many things as possible?
I'm going to try remember. I tell you what I would definitely remember. I don't even know if that's not even far enough. I don't know what I would remember to be able to stick a bet on. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Leicester were in the Premier League.
That's what
I can't remember
says,
what year it was.
That, yeah. It was like 2015 into 16.
They had just been,
they had just been
promoted.
It was
so you would know then.
I'll tell you exactly what happened. They got promoted, right? And their owner says, within 3 years, we're going to be in the top 5 in the Premier League. And
everyone
I was like, there's not a fucking chance. They nearly got relegated. And the next season, they won the league. But
I'd go back to being 17. Yeah,
go back and put money on Shelburne to win the league. It was about fucking 15 to 1 or something. 10 games in the league.
Yeah, like, where would you get the 35 grand necessary to put on it to actually make a decent amount
but
of
everything,
money?
Everything, like, if you could get a sports almanac, if you could remember all the things that happened, like, even in the Grand National, what horse won that?
Marty McFly here.
Yeah. There was a horse racing last week or something like that, and there was a 100 to 1 won, a 500 to 1 won. If you could remember them days, if you could go back and just be like...
Everyone always says when it comes to going back in time, putting bets on, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the only reason people have to time travel.
Yeah.
It's like, let's go back. Why? To make
just
some
put
money.
Bets,
win the lotto.
Not like, oh, do you know what? I'll go into this industry. That's going to be booming. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
how
that
different?
Would be a good idea as well.
Buy stock in Apple.
How different would the outcomes be? So how much... You know what the butterfly effect is?
Yeah.
How much influence would you have on the butterfly effect? So you go back when you're 17, you start making all these changes, what would happen? So, like, could I affect, you know, because the butterfly effect, it's like a domino effect, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Could I have a serious effect on the planet by going back and doing it?
Ian's thinking history. Of his fucking
I don't care
global
about the
footprint,
planet.
Eco-friendly bleeding Taylor Swift
I'll
fan.
I'll take my money and then I'll be gone before the planet ends. I have one more question and then it is time to go. What's worse, someone who moans all the time and never has anything positive to say about anything, but they're actually entertaining in how they give out about stuff? Joe, sounds familiar.
That is literally Joe McGuckin in a nutshell.
Or someone who is endlessly positive and upbeat and sees the best in everything, but is not entertaining at all.
Oh, I hate
that's
that.
Me.
I have one of each, mates. I sometimes don't know who I'd rather spend time with, Katie and Mullingar.
Very subtle fucking nods to the lads that's sitting in front of me.
Yeah, no need for that. That hurt.
I feel like my dad's like that. He just constantly moans, but like you get a message like my two younger brothers still live at home, so like they'd wind me dad up. And then they just record them, just send them to the family group chat in, because it's hilarious. You just go on a mad one, like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. They love winding them up over woke stuff. Oh, hilarious. I'm like, how did you believe that?
PC mad.
Oh, one of my brothers, we were talking about the League of Ireland the other day, and one of my brothers out of nowhere, right, I was winding my dad up coined it as well. I was like, do you see they're taking the knee now if you play for Belvo? And he was like, what? I had him going. I was like, yeah, in the All-Ireland, you have to take a knee under 17s and all, yeah? And, someone about the League of Ireland come on to tell you, one of my brothers goes, do you see they have a quote for players in the League of Ireland? And my guy goes, yeah. He goes, yeah, you have to have 5 gay players on your team. And I went myself laughing. I was like, how could anyone believe that? Now, obviously he didn't, but when he came out with it, unbelievable.
That's great.
My brother's only 16. I don't know where they come up, like how quick they come out with it, you know what I mean? But like, and that happens. Presidential election, just say anything. Who are you going to vote for? Boom, hit record. You're guaranteed for 3 minutes worth of gold. Some fella just ranting.
Give him a podcast, will you, for fuck's sake?
He'd be cancelled.
No more podcasts.
There's
the
no
end of
more
this
space.
One?
Well, I'd hate to be around someone that's positive all the time. I think that's fucking exhausting. There's a darkness there with all of them, with all them positive people. They go home and they whip themselves.
Yeah, something. Yeah, you're right there. There is something I'm asking.
That dog.
Yeah.
To go home and they do volleys with our cats. Keep the uppies.
Came to Brazil with the cat.
Yeah, catch a collie.
Came to Brazil. Yeah.
Yeah, that video had to be AI. There was no way that video was real.
She was going in on the kids.
Do you see how she, like, she grabs the fucking basketball out midair and then she's like dribbling around the kids? There's no way a woman her age is moving that quick. And they keep the uppies.
Yeah, yeah.
How good the keep the uppies was. That has to be AI. I think that'll come out in a couple of weeks. That was AI.
Fucking hell.
Has to be. All right, Siobhan's just telling me to wrap her up.
All right. On your watch. Yeah. That is the most 2025 thing ever.
It's a nice subtle way of me not having to check my phone. I just get to see the message. Siobhan says, wrap it up, smiley face.
It does look like you're running out of time though, because you just keep looking at your watch. Mm.
Okay, still, yeah, still get the message of that, you know.
Ian, have you got anything you need to plug or you want to plug while you're here?
No, just follow me on TikTok and Instagram if you can. That'd be great. Thanks very much.
Ian Malloy.
Give me an acting job. Give me, you know, money for stuff. Thanks.
Your handle on social media?
It's just Ian Malloy. You'll find it if you type in Ian Malloy.
Yeah, Joe.
I-A-N.
I don't think we have enough time to plug everything that you're going to be involved in.
Yeah, that's a short film coming out. The Unreal. I'm in the Unreal TV show that's on RTE on Fridays, 5:10, and it's also on the RTE Player season 2. Horror comedy drama for families, for kids and stuff. That's my big thing at the minute that I want to plug.
Cool.
Ian, just a quick call out for Ian, because you're talking about imitation as the sincerest form of flattery, whatever.
Yeah.
Do you know your man that goes around reviewing all the fucking chippers and all? Your man, Paul, is it? What's it? Paul, is it good? Is it?
Is it water?
Paul is a water. Yeah, yeah. And on him. Absolutely. To a T. A fucking T.
That was a good one, that was.
Check her out on his Instagram and TikTok. Just go onto his page. Just scroll through him. You'll have a great laugh.
He got on to me. He got on to me in the end.
And he said it was great. Yeah.
Said he loved it.
Yeah.
He loved it,
yeah. But that's it. And as usual, send all your listener questions and everything. And you just want to talk bollocks at goloudnow.com. We'll be back next week with a new set of co-hosts. Thanks for sticking by us. We're keeping the lights on. Hopefully Terry will be back soon. See us next week. You want to give us a boom?
A boom, 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 boom.
That'll do.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Try your wits in it now. Till your body is dead. Work it hard and long. When you finish that.
The Hypnocker.